This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Fresh explosions shook the compound of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today, as the Israeli army continued to demolish the structures surrounding Mr. Arafat's offices. Israel says that its forces will stay in the Ramallah compound until a number of wanted Palestinians surrender. Palestinians say the military attack could cause the building containing Mr. Arafat's offices to collapse. The operation began yesterday following two suicide bombings that killed seven people in Israel and the two bombers. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Israel says it doesn't intend to harm Mr. Arafat, but the demolition seems to be coming close. What's the situation there now?
Well, the overnight shooting, which included that tank shell that hit Arafat's office building, has died down, Scott, but more explosions were heard this morning, and the bulldozers are still at work, shifting rubble, destroying most of the structures. Now, if you picture this compound, it's about a city block, and basically there's only the main building left. It has two wings, and overnight the walkway connecting those two wings was destroyed. Arafat's aides say they're worried about the safety of the structure. So far, he's unhurt. In a statement, Arafat has now repeated his call for an end to attacks inside Israel. He said Palestinians are ready for peace but not capitulation.
Israel's defense minister has reiterated that the goal of Israel is to isolate Yasser Arafat and not to expel him. But is the expulsion option or inducing Mr. Arafat to decide to leave becoming another option for Israeli policy?
We're hearing that that was under intense discussion in the Israeli cabinet recently, including, some analysts say, with support from Mr. Sharon himself. Mm-hmm. But for the moment, Israel seems to be choosing the path of isolation, extreme isolation. This building that Arafat's in now has no stairway out. There's a trench around it. It's circled with razor wire. Israel says its forces will be there until about 19 wanted Palestinians give themselves up. We've seen two groups of men come out over the past couple of days, but Israel says maybe only a handful of those are on their wanted list. The top person they're after is probably Tawfiq Tirawi, the Palestinian head of intelligence.
Mm-hmm. The two factions that have claimed responsibility for these recent suicide bombings, which killed seven people, are Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Now, those are two groups that are not supporters of Mr. Arafat. What reason is there to think that they would have repaired to that building or that Yasser Arafat has some kind of control over?
Well, that's a very real question. At the moment, Mr. Arafat is calling for an end to these kinds of attacks inside Israel. Hamas and Islamic Jihad, as we've seen, have very clearly rejected that call, and it's not clear what Arafat can do about that. Certainly in the Gaza Strip, where some Israelis say he should have been exerting more influence, when I go there, I hear nearly as many complaints about Mr. Arafat as I do about Mr. Sharon. Mm-hmm. So I really don't know what the influence is there. But many Israelis support this simply as a measure to, as Mr. Sharon put it, make Mr. Arafat irrelevant.
Okay. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking with us from Jerusalem.